And now on 2MCE, it's time for Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron with you, and our folk music program today will include a featured album from a gentleman who has a mixed heritage of English and Bayesian, as in from Barbados. So stick around for that in about 20 minutes. But opening the program, some old Scottish folk rock. They'll get to the folk rock. It's sort of normal folk for a while. I said, folk rock from Scotland, a group called Wolfstone, and three tunes there from an album called Unleashed. We heard Cleveland Park, The Banks of the Allen, sometimes called the Brig of Allen or the Bridge of Allen, and Kenny Gillis of Port Nalong Sky. I'm going to play two tracks from a group from Launceston, not Launceston in Cornwall, but they're closer to Launceston in Tasmania, the New Holland Honey Eaters. First of all, The Preacher and The Bear, then a good tune called Natchez Under the Hill.
Preacher went a-hunting on one Sunday morn. Was against his religion, yet he took his gun along. Shot himself some very fine quail in what little misery there. And on his way, returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. Well, the bear walked out in the middle of the road, walked straight at the preacher, you see. The preacher got so excited, he climbed up a simmon tree. The bear sat down upon the ground, the preacher crawled out on a limb. Preacher raised his eyes to God in the skies, and these words he said to him. Oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also, Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then you saved the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good book do declare. Now, oh, Lord, if you can't help me, well, at least don't help the bear. Preacher stayed up in the tree, I think that it was all night. Says, oh, Lordy, if you won't help me, there's gonna be one terrible fight. Just about then the limb will let go, and a preacher come a-tumbling down. Well, you ought to see him get his razor out before he hit the ground. When the preacher hit the ground, he cut both left and right. The bear got the advantage, held on a little too tight. The preacher, he dropped his razor, the bear held on with a vim. Preacher raised his eyes once more to the skies, and these words he said again. Didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also, Jonah from the belly of the whale. You say the Hebrew children from the fire and furnace, so the good book do declare. Now, oh Lord, if you can't help me, well, at least don't help the bear. Off all the way to the river, it was a terrible sight. The bear just kept hanging on with that preacher, he was doing all right. Dragged the beast right down to the water, it was three.
Tune called Natchez Under the Hill, N-A-T-C-H-E-Z, from the New Holland Honey Eaters, and that was Fiddlesticks. That's what they were playing, Fiddlesticks. You use a straw or something light and wooden to create a percussive sound by hitting the strings of a fiddle. I wouldn't recommend using drumsticks or anything like that, but either chicken or wooden. No drumsticks, just something light. Maybe a pencil, that'll do, but don't hit them too hard. And before that, the preacher and the bear. Oh, Lord, if you can't help me, at least don't help the bear. The hardest thing he ever did was baptise that bear. You're listening to Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales. From a late 2025 album from Peter and Barbara Snape, with Poppy Weatherall playing fiddle and doing a bit of singing, an album called Such Times as These. It's the first track I've played from it since receiving it just recently. This is The Capable Wife.
There was an old man who lived in a wood, as you will plainly see. He thought he could do more work in a day than his wife could do in three. In three, his wife could do in three. With all my heart, the old wife said, if you will me allow, you can stay at home today, and I will hold the plough, the plough. I will hold the plough. Mind you, milk the tiny cow, lest she should go dry. Don't forget to feed the pigs that are in yonder sty. The sty are in yonder sty. And mind you, watch the speckled hen, lest she should go astray. Don't forget the ball of yarn that I do spin each day, each day. I do spin each day. The old wife took a stick in her hand and she went to hold the plough. The old man took a pail in his hand and he went to milk the cow. The cow went to milk the cow. But tiny she flinched and tiny she squinched and tiny she crooked her nose. Tiny she gave him a kick on the shins and the blood ran down to his toes, his toes. Blood ran down to his toes. And then he went to feed the pigs that are in yonder sty. But he banged his head all on the shed and the blood began to fly, to fly. Blood began to fly. Then he watched the speckled hen lest she should go astray. But he quite forgot the ball of yarn that his wife did spin each day, each day. His wife did spin each day. When his wife came home that night, he said he could plainly see that she could do more work in a day than he could do in three. In three, he could do in three.
Peter and Barbara Snape, this time with Poppy Weatherall. They've recorded a few albums just with their own names, but I think with Poppy Weatherall in the mix, there's some good fiddle playing as well, and also good singing on a few tracks. New album to me anyway, that one. It's called Such Times as These. We'll hear more from Peter and Barbara Snape and Poppy Weatherall in future programs. I'm going to play a couple of tracks now which are the same tune, but rather different approaches to the tune. First of all, I'll play Neve Nakara. She comes from Killarney. And we'll hear her version of a tune called Crossing the Cumberlands.
Thank you.
Very nice. That's called Crossing the Cumberlands from Neve Nakara, an album called Both Sides Now. Neve Nakara from Killarney. And from Rosine, Kentucky, came Bill Monroe. He wrote that tune. He invented bluegrass music back in the 1940s. And here's the version that Bill Monroe and his bluegrass boys recorded. Well, I don't know whether they actually recorded it intentionally. It was recorded live at a performance at the Ash Grove, a venue, I think, in Los Angeles, in about 1960. Thank you. We'll let you know. Thank you. That's Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys featuring banjo from Lamar Greer, the tune Crossing the Cumberlands, a Bill Monroe composition. Before that, of course, as I said, Neve Nakara playing fiddle, the same tune, very different interpretation. I'm going to introduce you to the featured album right now. It's called Play Up the Music, English Folk Song in the Caribbean and Black America. Comes to us from Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne. That's one person. He is a member of a group called Granny's Attic, whom we've heard on the program before. He's a squeeze box player, melodeon and concertina. Well, this is one of his solo albums on which he plays those two instruments and sings. The way he describes it, he says his interest in the crossover between English folk music and the musical tradition of the Caribbean was piqued on a holiday to Barbados to visit family. That holiday has led to a fascination with the moment of intersection, the gentle passing back and forth of musical moments. So that's what led up to this album. It's his third solo album, Play Up the Music. We've heard a little bit from others. As we progress through it, you'll probably get a bit of a taste of, as they describe it, or the person reviewing it describes it as honest and playful, as much English real ale as rum and coke. Well, I don't know about that, but let's see what you think. First one I'll play is called Tacoma's Song. You hear the rather stylized voice of Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne on this, slightly, as they say, mannered. And his dexterous melodeon playing adds the Jamaican influence. Well, I don't know what Jamaica's got to do with it. He's from His mother was from Barbados. Anyway, jaunty, infectious, upbeat optimism. It's an old song, close relative of another one called The Keys to Canterbury. And I'm going to continue playing a instrumental called Row, Row, Nanny and Crow, Nanny, Crow. You'll work it out. Featured album, play up the music. This is Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne.
I will make a half the present of a nice gold watch, to wear it in the streets, to let the people see. If you'll only be my true lover, if you'll only be my true lover. No, 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 not for all your gold watch. I will never be your true lover. I will never be your true lover. I will make you have the present of a nice gold chain, to wear it in the streets, to let the people see. If you'll only be my true lover, if you'll only be my true lover. No, 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 not for all your gold chain. I will never be your true lover. I will never be your true lover. The presence of a nice coach and six, to ride about all day and let the people see. If you'll only be my true lover, if you'll only be my true lover. No, 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 not your coach nor your six. I will never be your true lover. I will never be your true lover. If you'll only be my true lover, if you'll only be my true lover. No, 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 not your house nor your land. I will never be your true lover. I will never be your true lover. I will make you have the present of the key to my heart. Married we will be and never, never part. If you'll only be my true lover, if you'll only be my true lover. Yes, 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 for the key to your heart. I will always be your true lover. I will always be your true lover. We'll be right back.
There's a couple of tracks from the featured album on the program today. That was Row Row Nanny and Crow Nanny Crow, a couple of Bajan schoolyard tunes from Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne's mother's background in the Caribbean, Barbados. And before that, Tacoma's Song. We've heard his voice with Granny's Attic on the program before, and it's quite distinctive. And I think partly it's the intonation may be guided by the fact that he's playing squeeze box when he's singing. But he does it so well. He's a good player, isn't he? Featured album, Play Up the Music.
And we'll walk on the seesaw high. And by, and by, where?
wonderful Foghorn String Band and Outshine the Sun. Some wonderful lines in that. Do the right thing, live right. You know, if you're a good person, then you'll outshine the sun. And the best line, if you don't talk about your neighbours, you'll outshine the sun. You're listening to Come All Ye. We don't talk about our neighbours. However, I will talk about the fact that if you're listening to this live broadcast, it's in the middle of the rugby league finals in Australia. And on the 19th of September, back in 1970, the 19th of September, South Sydney defeated Manly 23 points to 12 in the grand final. And not long into the match, that nasty, evil Manly forward John Bucknell clouted the South Sydney captain John Sattler, forearm, right into the jaw. Wasn't even tackling him or anything, he just thumped him off the ball, broke his jaw. John Sattler played on. He finished the game. He wasn't terribly well, but he finished the game, and John Bucknell surprisingly didn't finish the game.
Sunrise on the station breaks the morning spell. Red and green streamers fly inside the Railway View Hotel. Cleveland Street shuffles shining into the mighty roar. We were walking through the twilight the day John Sattler broke his jaw. 11A to a house, postman's his land aplenty, but there was nothing left for people like us in September 1970. Some worked at Everly Railway Yards, some worked the tanneries on the Botany Shore. We didn't work the Saturday that John Sattler broke his jaw. If it's high enough, if it's long enough, if it's straight between the posts, drink your beer but shed no tears for these days you miss the most. Every step and still sat shining in black and from door to door. And the tears rolled down like rushes the day John Sattler broke his jaw. Saturday morning on the Botany Road was meaner, it was lean. Rabbit killers and old Ford Falcons stalling through a richer man's dream. By afternoon we were jammed tight inside the hotel doors. Even the TAB was empty the day John Sattler broke his jaw. If that's high enough, if it's long enough, if it's straight between the posts, drink your beer but shed no tears for these days you miss the most. Every step and still sat shining in black and from door to door. And the tears rolled down like rushes the day John Sattler broke his jaw. In the ladies' lounge,
young girl rocks a pram. Some old guy downs a flag ale with the ghost of Dave Sands. Clotheslines fly high. The sun sinks behind the flats, with stone girls walk in circles with babies on their backs. As big trucks roll down wide streets with heroin-filled storm drains, suburban towns turn blue and brown and use old wars for their street names. They sent you down to Campbelltown, to Mount Druitt and St. Mary's. John Labor set stone in a terrace house with the Sydney Swans on pay TV. If it's high enough, if it's long enough, if it's straight between the posts, drink your beer but shed no tears, for these days you miss the most. Every step in still sat shining in black and foam door to door. And the tears rolled down like rashes the day John Sadler broke his jaw. And the tears rolled down like rashes the day John Sadler broke his jaw.
The only problem I have with that song is it wasn't actually John Sadler that broke his jaw. It was John Bucknell who broke John Sadler's jaw. But I suppose that's being petty. Perry Keyes is the name of that singer and songwriter. His album, The Last Ghost Train Home. I play that track probably once a year and probably around this time each year. Yeah, 1970 Grand Final, 23-12. South's favour. John Bucknell, I don't think he even finished the first half. The South's players decided that he was a bit of a thug, so they'd give him some of his own treatment. If you're not interested in rugby league at this time of year, then you're not interested in rugby league. Now, I can accept that. So we move on. Here's a great tune. This is called Peeler Creek, or sometimes called something else, Joe Ryan's Mazurka, I think. Depends how it's played. This is Tony Hall.
Thank you.
Peeler Creek from Tony Hall. A lovely album called Field Vole Music. The Testimony of Patience Kershaw. Catchy title. It's the next track from Rachel and Becky, sisters who have the surname Unthank. They call their group the Unthanks. Fair enough. This song, composed by Frank Higgins in 1969, has lyrics based on actual testimony that a girl, 17 years old, Patience Kershaw, gave to the Children's Employment Commission back in 1842. This was in Yorkshire. And when she was 17 years old, she'd already been working in the mines for over 6 years. So this almost verbatim testimony turned into this song.
But sir, the shame, God save my soul. I work with naked, sweating men who curse and swear and hew the call. The sight, the smell, the sound, kind sir, not even God could sense my shame. I say my prayers, but what's the use? Tomorrow will be just the same. Sometimes, sir, I don't feel well. My stomach's sick, my head, it aches. I've got to hurry best I can. My knees feel weak, my back near breaks. And then I'm slow and then I'm scared. These naked men will batter me. They can't be blamed, but if I'm slow, their families will starve, you see. All the lads, they laugh at me, and sir, the mirror tells me why. Pale and dirty, can't look nice, it doesn't matter how I try. Great big muscles on my legs, a baldy patch upon my head. Lady sir, oh no, not me, I should have been a boy instead. I praise your good intention, sir, I love your kind and gentle heart, but now it's 1842 and you and me, we're miles apart. 100 years and more will pass before we're walking side by side, but please accept my grateful thanks. God bless you, sir, at least you try.
C. So, based on actual testimony that the 17-year-old Patience Kershaw gave to the Children's Employment Commission in 1842 in Halifax, Yorkshire. Bit bleak. The next song could have been bleak, but it comes from the featured album, so it has a bit of a calypso twist to it. It's called Hangman Slack on the Line, otherwise known as The Maid Freed from the Gallows. Everything looks like it's all bad at the beginning, but it ends with redemption.
Hangman, hangman, slack on the line, slack on the line a while. I think I see my mother coming with money to pay me fine. Mother, mother, did you bring me money, money to pay me fine? Or have you come here to see me die, all on the hangman's line? Well, no, my dear, I've not brought you money, money to pay you fine. I've just come here to see you die, all on the hangman's line. Oh, pickle, holy bush, it pricks and it pricks, pricks on me heart full sore. And if ever I get out of the prickle, holy bush, I never will get in it anymore. Hangman, a hangman, slack on the line, slack on the line a while. I think I see my sister coming with money to pay me fine. Well, sister, sister, did you bring me money, money to pay me fine? Or have you come here to see me die, all on the hangman's line? Well, no, my dear, I've not brought you money, money to pay you fine. I've just come here to see you die, all on the hangman's line. Oh, a prickle, holy bush, it pricks and it pricks, pricks on me heart for sore. And if ever I get out of the prickle holy bush, I never will get in it anymore. Hangman, a hangman, slack on the line, slack on the line a while. I think I see my true love coming with money to pay me fine. True love, did you bring me money, money to pay me fine? Or have you come here to see me die, all on the hangman's line? Well, yes, my dear, I brought you money, money to pay you fine. How could I bear to see you die, all on the hangman's line? Oh, the prickle, holy bush, it pricks and it pricks, pricks on me heart full sore. And if ever I get out of the prickle, holy bush, I never will get in it anymore.
Squeezebox Calypso, Hangman, Slack on the Line, that's called. Featured album, Play Up the Music, by Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne. English folk song in the Caribbean and Black America, with strong influence from his Barbados or Bajan heritage. More from him in a little while. Right now, some fine guitar work and good singing from Tony Rice, an album released a long time ago called A Retrospective on the Sugar Hill label. It was not just him, lots of people. A retrospective of a good record label from the States. This is Church Street Blues.
Charlie friends is driving me insane. Up on shady Charlotte Street, Lord, the green lights look red. I wish I was back home on the farm, Lord, my feather bed. And I got got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin time, hard time, and hell on Church Street blues. Yesterday's news, I folded up page 21 and stuck it in my shoes. I gave me a nickel to the poor, my good turn for the day. I folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin time, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. Some guitar strings, old Black Diamond brand, I'd string up this old Martin box and go and join some band. But I guess I'm gonna stay right here and pick and sing a while, try to make me a little change and give them folks a smile. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin time, hard time, the hell on Church Street blues. Myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin time, hard time, the hill on Church Street blues.
Wonderful flat picking, cross picking style. Tony Rice, the song composed by Norman Blake, another fine guitarist. Tony Rice recorded that first, I think, on an album called Church Street Blues, but I took it from a compilation album of good material on the Sugar Hill label. Mostly country music, but I particularly like that guitar stuff that he did. So that's why you heard what you did. Steel Eye Span have been around for a long, long time. A few lineup changes. In 1998, they released an album called Hawkstow Grange. And I think it was the first one they recorded without Maddie Pryor doing most of the female vocal. They had Gay Woods singing, and here is the title track from that 1998 album, Hawkstow Grange.
In Hawkstow Grange there lived an old miser. You all do know him, as I have heard say. It's him on his men that was named John Bolin. And they fell out one market day with a blackthorn stick. Old steel I struck him, as of times he had threatened before. John Bolin turned round on a passion and knocked old Steel-Eye into the floor. Old Steel-Eye Span, he was filled with John Bolin. It happened to be on a market day. Old Steel-Eye swore with all his vengeance he would swear his life away. Pity them what seed and suffer, pity poor old Steel I spur. John Moore
those deeds, they will be remembered. Pity poor old steel I span. Pity poor old steel I span.
Poor old steel I span. Yes, they did take the name of the band from that person. Title track from an album called Hawkslow Grange. You're listening to Come All Ye, Bruce Cameron with you today, and here's 3 Mile Stone. Thank you. Rodney's Glory and Love Will You Marry Me and John Stinson's. From a very capable group of people there. That's 3 Mile Stone. The Mary Wallopers, they come from Ireland. An album called A Mouthful of the Mary Wallopers, in fact, was the featured album on the program a while ago. And from that album, this is Rothsio.
McKenna is a dirty lout. He said he'd treat us all to a pint of stout. So as quick as we could, we all went out to a public house in Rothsio.
Said I, me lads, I'd like to sing.
And said I, you'll ne'er do such a thing.
Well, I said, clear the room, we'll make a ring, and they'd fight ye all in Rothsio.
I did a ma do, a dum a day, I did a ma do, a that I know, I did a ma do. And we had to find a place to sleep. We were all too drunk to even creep. But we found a place that was very cheap in a boarding house in Rothsio.
We all lay down to take our ease when no one of us happened for to sneeze.
And he wakened half a million fleas
in a single room in Rothsio.
I did a ma do, I did a ma do, I did a ma do, I did a no, I did a ma do, I did a ma do. The night we went to Rothsio.
Oh, there were several different types of pests. A few of them jumped inside me vest. They grabbed me hairs and they made their nests. And they cried, hurrah for Rothsio!
Said I think I'll head for home. And we swore we never more would roam. And we're scratching still as we sing this poem. At the night we went to Rothsio.
I did a ma do, a dum ma day. I did a ma do, a da da no. I did a ma do, a dum ma day. The night we went to Rothsio.
I did a ma do, a dum ma day. I did a ma do, a da da no. Did a ma do, a dum ma day. The night we went to Rothsio.
Pretty much a pub band, that lot. It's the Mary Wallopers. Rothsio was a song that was very popular in the Irish music sessions at one point. It kind of dropped out of favour. But not for the Mary Wallopers, obviously. Next song comes from a group called the Mammals. They are a little more contemplative in some of their material. This song might make you think. I hope it's not triggering. It's called Father William.
Father William, he was tall. He was on ball and all. What's a holy man to do? What's one love affair or two? Come for my confession.
six gun in her hand.
Father William and the group The Mammals. You're listening to Come All Ye, and I'm going to play another two tracks from the featured album right now. First one is quite short, beautifully formed, but quite short. It's called The Highway Robber, which also has a happy ending, uncharacteristically of so much English folk song. And then an instrumental. The title is Miss Bailey. I can't tell you a lot about Miss Bailey except the sound is almost like a Wurlitzer organ. He's very clever with his squeeze boxes. It's Cohen Braithwaite, Kilcoyne.
It's all the farmer in this country. To the markets his daughter would go. He thought that no danger would befall her, for his daughter had been there before. On the way she met a highway robber, who robbed the rich to help the oppressed. He said, deliver your money or your clothing, or else you will die in distress. No money, no money, no money. My clothing's no value to you. So he stripped that fair damsel stark naked. He gave her his bridle to hold. Well, she put both her feet in the stirrups. She gave the most horse-like command, and she rode over hills and over valleys, crying, catch me, bold rogue, if you can. Well, the wild rogue, he soon followed after, until she came to her dear father's farm. Well, dear father, I've been in such danger, but the wild rogue has done me no harm. He said, put that grey mare in the stable, and lay the white sheet on the floor. And they gave all the money to some stranger. They all lived happy evermore.
Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne plays Anglo concertina and melodeon, and he sings. Featured album on Come All Ye today is called Play Up the Music, and it's his solo album. It's his third solo album. He has recorded a bit with the group Granny's Attic as well. Granny's Attic, I think they formed at high school. Anyway, they were quite young when they all got together, and they've developed their own sound. But Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne with Anglo concertina and melodeon, it's quite distinctive. I hope you're enjoying the music. There'll be time for another one, maybe two, before we part company today. A song now from another, well, it's another one from England, but a group of three women called Three Idle Women. Fair enough. The album is All Hands Together, and it's an album which takes us on a musical journey along the River Thames and the Oxford Canal and the Grand Union Canal. These people come from Oxford. Some of the tracks are older than others. This one, not so old. It's called Boaty Boy.
The 21 locks at Hatton are a boating nightmare. I waited at the bottom block, hoping for someone to share. A smiling young man arrived and we agreed to go together. First of all, we simply worked the locks and talked about the weather. As we climbed on up the Hatton flight and had several cups of tea, I knew that you were the boaty boy for me. We tied the boats together and one of us would run ahead. We soon got in a rhythm and up the hill we sped. By the time that we were halfway up, I felt I'd known him forever. Me lovely, jolly, boaty boy, he's handsome and he's clever. As we climbed on up the Hatton flight and had several cups of tea, I knew that you were the boaty boy for me. Eventually we reached the top and moored the boats together. Tired from the exhausting climb, we could have rested forever. We parted and agreed to go along together the following day. It happened that by fortune we were going the same way. As we climbed on up the Hatton flight and had several cups of tea, I knew that you were the boaty boy for me. This story that I tell to you, how we ended up in tow. And over the years we've worked the boats, our love and tenderness grows. And now I couldn't be without me jolly boaty boy. The very first time I saw his smile, I knew he would be mine. As we climbed on up the Hatton flight and had several cups of tea, I knew that you were the boaty boy for me.
Underneath an Indian star, dwells the harbor where we anchor, I can see her shy and sweet with a bunch of wine red roses and the wild waves at her feet. Oh, fare thee well, my little dark eyed queen. Fare thee well, my heart, you'll live forever on the coast of Malabar.
Interesting collaborations between the Chieftains and other artists. In that case, of course, the unmistakable voice of Ry Cooder from the album Long Black Veil, The Coast of Malabar, which is not an old song. It was apparently composed by Paddy Maloney and Ry Cooder. I have never heard it performed anywhere else, so I can't verify or counter that statement. There you go, The Coast of Malabar. Rhiannon Giddens was a member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and she's gone on to do other things since then, including release an album called Freedom Highway, concerned with the troubled history of African Americans. This is a particularly poignant song. It's called At the Purchaser's Option. And in a nutshell, is concerned with, or if the focus is, that a woman is on the block being sold as a slave with a baby, and the person who successfully bids for the woman can have the child as well. That would be at the purchaser's option.
Take my blood, but bought my horse for count a calf. Down the road, I got a sugar pig down the road. Down the road, cross the creek, can't get a letter but once a week. Down the road, I got a sugar pig down the road. Crazy about Ida Red, down the road, I got a sugar pit down the road. I bought me a horse, gonna make me a sled, I'm gonna ride with Ida Red, down the road, I got a sugar pit down the road. Can see all them pretty girls looking at me. Down the road, I got a sugar pit down the road. Down the road, I got a sugar pit down the road.
And that, friends and neighbours, is Ali Bain and Arlen Müller and Bruce Molsky together playing Mark Polska and Down the Road from an album called Meeting Point. And it's lovely. Good album, that one. Here's a bunch of fellas from WA. Loaded Dog, you have heard them on the program many times. This is the song of the Black Brim Fisherman.
The season's open for another year. Got me old van and I've got all me gear. My rusty old truck with a boat slung on top. And I'll camp once again by the shoreline. My nets will be wet by the starter's gun. 300 metres will be me best run. What with setting, pulling and sorting the brim. Wish I could afford an offsider. Ah, Hughie, be kind and leave it clean. Leave it heavy with tasty black brim at the market price. Need all I can get. How can a bug get a crust when there's weed in the net? The rules are made by the government man. We all work to the industry plan. With set times, mesh size and minimum lengths. All supposed to safeguard our future. But the futures aren't governed by those red tapey boys or the greenies, markets or government boys. Phosphate and poison in the catchment stream drive us all to the dog queue. Ah, nation's not like it used to be. I keep wondering if there's a future for me, struggling to keep the nose out of debt. So perhaps it don't matter if there's weed in the net. Tourists come camping with tents and their dogs. Sheilas go topless, the blokes in the grog. Their yak eyes, their nookies, they're partying on. Don't know where they even bother. They all get snarly when they see my hole, but forget years I've put into it all. To outsmart the brim with their canny ways, it's a trick partying don't teach ya. Well, I'm not educated in a posh learning style, but to see that mob makes me smile. My city of pants is the learning you'll get when you're tangled and strangled with weed in the net. Chasing the brim in this estuary foam takes me away from my family and home. When the loneliness creeps with the evening chill, musket's a warm and companion. But I do like the life and I do like the fish, the freedom, the graft, and it's all I could wish. It's the smell of the open, the spray in your face, and it's breathing that makes life worth living. Now I'm finished the season with a decent paycheck, back home for the missus if you're pain in the neck. But now the good times are the best we'll have yet, so to hell with the worry and the weed in the net. Till the season's open for another year, I'll have me old van and I'll have all me gear. My rusty old truck with a boat slung on top, and I'll camp once again by the shoreline.
That's the song of the Black Brim Fisherman from Loaded Dog. I think that was Phil Rotterdink leading the vocals there. The song of the Black Brim Fisherman brings Come All Ye to a conclusion today. I hope you've enjoyed the music I've played for you, and particularly Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne and his interesting voice, interesting selection of songs, and very fine Anglo concertina and melodeon. I leave you with Richmond, Greasy Coat, and Starvation at Hell Creek. Music from Ken Kolodner and Elka Baker. Ken Kolodner playing hammered dulcimer, Elka Baker playing fiddle, aided and abetted by Brad Kolodner playing banjo on this one. You've been listening to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.